Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Continuing this conversation, it's just incredible because so much of this is about words, it is about statements. Qatari officials say Jews are murderers of prophets, and October the 7th is only a prelude. Essa Al Nasser, a member of the Gulf State Legislative Body and a Brigadier General at the Emiri Guard, gets a standing ovation as he makes a bigoted accusation against Jews and promises the end of Israel. This is an article covered by the Jerusalem Post by Ohad Merlin. He is a journalist there. We have spoken with him before. Ohad, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Boker Tov, Chag Sameach. It's great being here again.
Chag Sameach to
you. You guys are managing to celebrate even with these hard times that we're living.
Yeah, it's certainly been a Pesach with a very real difference. Every meaning, every word of the Haggadah seems a little bit different to how it seemed last year. But let's just talk about some of this language and some of the rhetoric that is being used, and one of them that you've covered in your article. How significant is this?
Right. So first, I have to mention that this speech went viral in Arabic-speaking circles or accounts before I posted about it in English, because many people saw this as a brave stance or a fiery speech against Israel of there being negotiations and no recognition, whatever. Mm-hmm. Even though the country is currently negotiating with Israel. But this is what kind of caught me, you know, off guard, even though I'm reading Arabic for the past 16, 17 years, is that they didn't even notice how anti-Semitic these remarks were. And they were made in a very formal setting, you know, an Arab League meeting. This is a very high level diplomatic meeting. Okay. And he was talking about the mentality of Jews and how they are killers of prophets. And of course, that October 7th is just a prelude to a larger godly message or godly promise that there will be even more violence against Jews. And this, you know, just went, I don't know, over their heads. They didn't even notice how.
So what does that mean? Is that perhaps that's the story? You know, you always wonder what's the story in the story. Maybe the story isn't the accusation or the anti-Semitic rhetoric, but the fact that it is so easily accepted and not one person seems to be bothered or surprised by this language.
100%. It's very widely accepted, and this is what a lot of times we see. There's this big disparity between what people say in Arabic and what they say in English. These kinds of sayings would be, of course, not at all accepted in a formal meeting between a Qatari member of parliament and an American congressman. And you see how different they speak when they speak in Arabic to an Arabic-speaking audience. Now, this is not to say that Arabs are inherently anti-Semitic. No, not at all. But this says something very, very important about what they really believe when they speak, the Qataris believe when they speak in their own language, in front of people who speak their own language.
And this person was who? I mean, how important is he in Qatari politics?
Right. So, first of all, Qatar is a totalitarian country in which there is no real legislative power to the legislative branch. It's all very centralized. But this legislative branch is chosen and authorized by the authorities. 15 of the 45 members are appointed by the emir himself. The others are elected in some way, but they don't really have a lot of power. But of course, they all go through some sort of screening by the authorities before they're elected. So there you have authorities giving power to this person who speaks out what many, I guess, think deep inside.
It's just incredible. Was there a reaction to this? Is there any reaction to it? I mean, can you imagine if an Israeli politician had to make these types of statements, it would be a world headline everywhere.
Exactly. So I was looking for reactions in the past, I don't know, few hours, and I haven't seen anything Qatari. I have seen that the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs finally picked up the speech and spoke against it, but I haven't seen anything that was formally from Qatar. I also haven't seen anything that came out from the U.S. My guess is that they want to be very delicate with Qatar. Right, makes no sense. After what we've heard, after what we've seen, after granting asylum to this pack of murderers and fundamentalist militants, and we always have to remember who Qatar is. They want to portray themselves as honest brokers, but what they do is they grant asylum to Hamas leaders. They're a group of fundamentalist militants. They incinerated entire families in their homes, perpetrated sexual attacks against innocent women. And this is who Qatar chooses to give asylum to. And this says a lot about this actor who wants to be very, very strong in international relations and politics.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. We do need to leave it there, but just keep writing, keep bringing shining a spotlight on these critical conversations. Ohad Merlin is a journalist at the Jerusalem Post.